You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, of course. And Dog Pound, we got over 30 players and alumni locked in for the Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June 6th, including Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, Kevin Mack, first-round pick Cam Irving. Not to mention, you'll hear from head coach Mike Pettine, GM Ray Farmer, plus a locker room sale on site. To see the full list of appearances, get your tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or the official Browns mobile app. So, Matt, if you're Tashawn Gibson, and as he pointed out, Joel Corey pointed out, you've made league minimum basically the first 3 years. You have an opportunity to probably pull in, let's say, somewhere between 18 to 20, maybe even more than that guaranteed on whatever the Browns are offering over the first 3 years of that deal. You're looking for probably 24 to 26 guaranteed. What's your mindset there? What are you thinking? Is at some point, you know, when do you say, you know, it's not worth the risk of getting hurt and foregoing all of that? Because let's say he plays this year and gets hurt. He's gotten $3 million.
Right.
And then he'll be making four or so after that.
Exactly. And the mindset behind it is the agent in most cases is trying to talk him into a deal, not just any deal, because as we all know, the more they negotiate into the deal, the more the agent makes as well. But just based around past history, a player is always going to want to bet on themselves. You know, whether it be you can't hit this shot. Yes, I can. Boom. You can't hit this out of the ballpark. Yes, I can. Boom. You can't run a 4.340. Yeah, watch me. Boom. And it's just you bet on yourself. And in this case, you know, Tashawn Gibson has played very well for the Cleveland Browns as an undrafted free agent. He has beat the odds, you know, to become a starter in the National Football League, and he wants to get paid as one of the best. And I think right now the Cleveland Browns know they have a very good player. But maybe not a great player like the great players are getting. You know what I mean?
You want to see it over time.
And I think in some cases with this year, why, you know, Joel said he might not get a deal done. This is an amazing prove it year for Tashawn.
Absolutely.
If Tashawn comes out and, you know, leads the team in tackles, has, you know, four interceptions through 8 weeks or three through seven, and is just playing, the Cleveland Browns are winning, he's the difference maker that he's been, at that point, that process is in fast forward mode. That means it solidifies it to Ray, to Alec, to, you know, Brent, to all those guys that negotiate those, to Sasha Brown, you know, those guys they're in there negotiating, pushing those numbers around. And I think also too, it's just, this was created for a reason by the NFL, this restricted status, you know, and the tender program, to protect a franchise from overpaying guys, you know, who haven't quite proved it yet, that have to, you know, in this case, stay healthy for an entire season.
And it kind of rewards, don't you think it also rewards the teams? You get a little bit of leverage because you discovered somebody who wasn't even drafted.
Exactly. And then one other thing that, you know, Joel Corey failed to mention, which, you know, it's not like it's a significant amount of money, but with him making a minimum salary, is that the performance bonus, you know, from the NFLPA and the teams, because Tashawn has played so much football and been a starter making a minimum salary, I'm sure at the end of the season, you know, his performance bonus is an extra $250,000 too. Maybe not last year because it was injury plague, but because you play a lot of football, it's a way for you to make up money on the back end. But you don't, you know, when you're making that big money, as we all know, that performance bonus goes out the window. But up to this point, I think Tashawn Gibson, to take it off the field really quick, you want to live a certain life. You see other guys that you know that you shared time with at the Pro Bowl living a certain life, getting the type of paychecks, driving a certain amount of car, and you're like, man, I feel like I've done more, you know, in my time, and yet I'm just making these peanuts, you know. And like he said, that's why he said in real life or in NFL world, you know. And he has been making a minimum salary, and so when you get that payday, and just to bring up my case, I was restricted. I got a fourth round tender at the time. The tender, you know, program was a little bit different. So I received a tender of the round that I was drafted in, which was fourth. It was about $740,000. I was about probably 8 to 10 games into that season. We were winning. I was contributing both on special teams and on defense. They had an expiring contract with the guy that was playing in front of me, and Donnie Edwards.
Yep.
And that's when they paid me. That's when the ball got rolling, probably week six, week seven. It took us about 3-4 weeks throwing numbers back and forth. Boom. I was betting on myself because we were riding high. I was playing well. I was healthy. The last thing I needed was for me to go out there, you know, pull a hammy, blow an ACL, whatever. And the numbers that we were negotiating, which in my eyes were realistic, you know, they weren't outlandish numbers. And I'm not saying Deshaun is asking for, you know, outlandish numbers. They were realistic, and it would provide a great life for me and my family, much more than, you know, betting on myself to try to make what, an extra $2 or $3 million.
Right.
You know, at the end,
you decide the risk wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it. And even for me, you know, I got released 3 years into my deal anyway. So that $2 or $3 million that I was just, you know, I wanted to get to 20, you know, it would have been backloaded anyway. It would have been in year five, which most guys don't get to. And I would never saw it anyway.
Right. It's all about the guaranteed money that's in the deal. So it's an interesting situation for Deshaun. But again, Joel Corey saying he's going to be here. He's going to play because he's got to make that money, even if it is just a restricted tender. And hopefully as it gets closer, the team and Deshaun will be able to kind of find a common ground and get a long-term deal done. 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. It's a tough one because you feel like when you see that carrot dangle in front of you, whether it's $20 million, you know, I fly and go get that. I say, thank you very much. You've changed my life, multi-generational wealth. But, you know, you want to be paid like your peers. So if you're saying, you know, I'm as good as Devin McCourty, and Devin McCourty just got 8.5 a year guaranteed. Right. So I want 25.5 guaranteed over the first 3 years.
And even going back to Joel's comments about Alex Mack, in 2 years, Alex Mack, the best center in the National Football League, is underpaid in the eyes of his peers and what his actual value is. You see what I mean?
Right.
So everything can change so quickly. And that's what Tashaun's doing. It's like he's probably trying to find the middle road of, okay, I'm not that top five group yet, but I'm betting on myself that I'm going to be there in the next 3 years. And I will so for that next 3 years. So pay me like that. You know, whereas the Cleveland Browns are protecting their own interests,
right,
and saying, hey, I got you for, you know, a little over $3 million this year. I still have your rights next year. I'll pay you in due time, but just show me a little bit more.
That's exactly where they are, and that's why you have a little bit of a stalemate here. All right, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850, wrapping up this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.